Content, nice to be in orbit.
And your ears do not deceive you. This is, in fact, a special early bird edition of Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and it is, in fact, the end of 2023. We're giving 2023 its exit interview and promising to write a good recommendation letter, even though we have no intention of doing so. And when I say we, this is my roundabout way of indicating that I have some guests. But first things first, that was Otis Redding and Carla Thomas with New Year's Resolution. And I'd like to introduce my first guest, the North Shore's proudest son, Mr. Brian Dennehy.
Hello. What's up, Greg? Thanks for having us.
Thank you. And thank you for being here. And yeah, your mic wasn't on.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Now, hello.
Now that people know. And I would also like to introduce my...
Last half of 2023.
There's still time. I could still really put my foot in it. And I'd like to introduce my second guest, making her triumphant return to the college radio airwaves, DJ Creamer herself, formerly of the WMUA institution, The Upside of the Downside.
Great to be back in college radio town.
You know what? We're not much has changed. We still like to write stuff on the wall and draw stuff that people don't quite understand. But we're, you know, we do it all for the kids.
Indeed.
All right, then we're gonna be talking about what's coming up in 24. What's gonna be hip? But first, we're gonna give you a little bit of music. We're gonna have some Gladys Knight and the Pips, but we're gonna start off with the Jam with their take on a Wilson Pickett classic.
Bostonians are getting ready to sing Auld Lang Syne out of tune. I sit there in my easy chair, looking at the clouds, orange with celebration. No wonder if you're out there. Hey, the ice of Boston is muddy and reflects no light. Bit day or night, I slip on it every time. The third bottle of bubbly. Yeah, and I take that bottle of champagne, go into the kitchen, stand in front of the kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother. And she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "All fine, Mom! How's Washington?"
Light, midday, or night.
So I guess the party line is I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself that I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh, get out! Yeah. Ooh, y'all.
We started off with The Jam covering Wilson Pickett's In the Midnight Hour from This Is the Modern World, and then we had Dismemberment Plan with The Ice of Boston from the wonderfully titled album The Dismemberment Plan Is Terrified, and that was, of course, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia. And you are listening to a special early bird edition of Great Songs But Nothing Good because, you know, it's we all have plans tonight. Most of us do. I do. Hope you do, too. And this is to further underline how special this episode is, joining me and the air conditioner that you can hear in the background are my friends Lisa and Brian. And we are going to go through some predictions. Well, first things first, we have a few shout-outs we would like to put into the radio ether. So left of the dealer, Brian, who would you like to shout-out?
Hey there. Shout-out my dad tuning in via his cell phone. Also, Mary Hopkins and Avon. Shout-out Mary. I know you're listening to the college radio, so
all right.
What's up?
Shout-out to Mary and Brian's dad, Lisa. DJ
Shoutouts
Kramer.
Are really important to enter the new year. I'm going to shout out also Brian's dad, because he's great, and DJ Von Layaway, my former DJ partner. She's definitely not listening to this right now, because she's in Zion National Park taking in the beautiful vistas, but a happy new year to her.
Yes, and we sent out these auditory vistas to her as well, and shout out to DJ Von Layaway. And I would like to shout out my parents. They always tune in. And also, shout out to Jess. We'll be seeing you for dinner later. Also, that's right. Dinner at 5, the way the Lord intended. And before we go into our next New Year's theme song, Brian, you're working on a few predictions of 2024. What's in? What's out?
I think that astrology is out, finally.
The stars, they're done.
The stars are out, staring into the sun, in.
All right, so all the stars are out in exchange for one big star. I like this.
And like I said, I was inspired by the ceiling here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You got to give the full call letters.
This is true.
And I think public milk will be in. I think that, guaranteed milk. Mm-hmm. Is really important and will be in 2024.
Guaranteed basic dairy.
All right, milk for all, universal public milk. We have big hopes for this new social element of the social safety net. And if you have any thoughts on public milk or things of that nature, why not? You can either call in or send me your thoughts on a postcard. Up next, here's one of the happiest New Year's Eve songs of all time. It's by Lucy Dacus.
I drank the dregs of the champagne alone. Warm flat coppery coins down my throat. I'm saving up for a rainy day, and I plan to spend it in one place. I threw the party so I could stay put. You brought the bottle like a promise I forgot. A new year begins, it ushers us in. The nod in my gut is coming with. He'll blame the alcohol and you'll blame the full moon. She'll blame the fall of men and I'll blame. Morning.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly that night, welcoming in the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Oh, what are you doing, New?
Thank you. top nights of the year.
That was Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros with Digging the New from Rock Art and X-Ray Style. Before that, Ella Fitzgerald, What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? And we start off with Fool's Gold by Lucy Dacus, who Lisa and I saw by random circumstance at the Royale in 2019. And that was like the week after I saw Idols at the same venue, so very different vibes in the mosh pit.
A beautiful show, Dancing in the Dark, the cover that she said was like singing karaoke.
And you know what? There was not a dissenting opinion in the house. It was fantastic. All right, so that was the part in the show where we get to the legally mandated PSA, and we're going to turn this important public service announcement to DJ Creamer. DJ Creamer, if you will.
Emergency preparedness. Unexpected situations, such as a power outage, water, disruption, or other emergency, can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Fantastic stuff. And let's go back to enlightening the masses with a little talk about what's coming up in local gigs in January. If your resolution was to go to more gigs, then I have you covered. On the 8th of January at O'Brien's, you can see MK Naomi, American Ethos, Clothesline, and Baby Bowler in a show that benefits the Jimmy Flynn Memorial Fund. It's a 21-plus show that starts at 9 p.m., and the tickets are $10. And on the 24th at the Silhouette Lounge in fabled Alston, Massachusetts, you can see Daphne Blue Underworld of MK Naomi and also this show's theme song perform with Sweet Petunia, Ivy Boy, who's a member of the band Beef, that's Beef with three E's, and someone simply known as Simon, who is on tour from Japan. The show starts at 8 p.m. It's a 21 plus show, and the cost is $10 to you, the candy consumer. And up next, I'm going to play a song that I always play around New Year's Eve on the show. And if you want to know why, then you know what? I'm going to leave you to wonder about that, because that's my own story and not yours. But it's a very good Simon and Garfunkel cover. So here's one from the Lemonheads.
With the morning, get up early just to watch the sunrise. Some people like it more when there's fire in the sky, worship the sun when it's high. Some people go for those sultry evenings, sipping cocktails in the blue, red and gray. But I like every minute of the day. I like every second, so long as you are on my mind. Every moment has its special charm. It's alright when you're around, rain or shine. I know a crowd who only live after midnight. Their faces always seem so pale. And then there's friends of mine who must have sunlight. They say a suntan never fails. I know a man who works the night shift. He's lucky to get a job and some pay. And I like every minute of the day. I dig every second. I can laugh in the snow and rain. I get a buzz from being cold and wet. The pleasure seems to balance out the pain. And so you see that I'm completely crazy. I even shun the south of France. The people on the hill, they say I'm lazy. But when they sleep, I sing and dance. Some people have to have the sultry evenings, cocktails in the blue, red and gray. But I like every minute of the day. I like every minute of the day.
That was the Zombies with This Will Be Our Year. Will it be your year? Time will tell. Before that, The Who, Blue, Red, and Gray, and the Lemonheads with Mrs. Robinson from the wonderfully titled It's a Shame About Ray. And I'm here with my guests, Brian and Lisa. And since we have one more block of music to go through, we're going to do a little bit of a lightning round. I'm going to say, what's one thing each of you enjoyed about 23 and something you're looking forward to in 24?
23 had a lot of rest, so to speak, so that was great. 2024, looking forward to getting back to it.
Yeah, that's right, we love it.
Wrestling cage match in Worcester at the White Eagle Club. That was pretty exciting. There was actual blood.
That's right. They don't want to time it.
Yep, that was a good thing to close out 23 with. 24, don't know what I'm excited for yet. Gonna make a focaccia tomorrow.
You know what? It's that start strong, build up from there. I love it. And one last lightning round question. I want you to tell me your favorite type of soup, but I don't want you to qualify it. I want you to quantify it. Favorite soup and how much?
Okay, all right. A metric ton of chili.
Ooh.
Does chili start count as soup?
I think it does. For me, stew is a subsection of soup, and okay. I don't care. You know what? Cancel culture can come for me if they want to, but this is what I am saying.
Yeah, thank you.
The woke mob won't have it.
Thank you. With cornbread. You need it with cornbread.
This is true.
Cornbread. I'd say about 6 cups of sweet potato chili soup.
Ooh, you know what?
Is that what that's called?
It's garlic.
Garlic. Sweet potato garlic.
Sweet potato garlic.
With the chili oil on top.
Wait, what is your answer, Greg?
I would say a flagon of corn chowder.
Okay, I like that.
Yep, and on the topic of chowder, we must of course reiterate, as we do every year, New England clam chowder is superior to Manhattan. Get that tomato tomato soup out of my chowder. I don't need it.
Throw it in the trash.
That's right. Put it in the trash with 2023. And on that note, here is a cover of a seasonal favorite by The Loom.
Yet for all lang syne. Here we are in London at the Kingsway Recording Studios, where the Animals would like to wish Art Roberts and the listeners of WLS a very, very happy new year. Let's hear from Alan Price.
Happy new year, everybody. We hope to be seeing you all soon in Chicago, approximately 4 months' time.
And now let's hear from John Steele.
Hello, people in Chicago, and Art Roberts. Have a ball. Hope to see you soon.
Eric Burden.
We were disappointed the last time because we didn't make Chicago, but we hope to make it this time and get out on Rush Street and Michigan Avenue and places.
And birthday boy, Chaz Chandler.
Oh, hope you all have a good time over New Year. You know, take care in the New Year and look after yourselves.
And last but not least, Hilton.
Well, I know we have a lot of fans over in Chicago, especially in Michigan, so we hope to be over in the New Year and wish you a happy New Year ourselves personally.
And this is Kingsway Recording Studio signing off and wishing everybody a Happy New Year in America.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Happy New Year.
Got no faith in yourself. It bothers me now to watch you. You got no faith in your own self. You listen more to your friends than to your own heart inside. Well, you listen to them, oh, but you hide. You don't got nothing to be afraid of. You're not as bad as you think. And you're always putting yourself down. But I'm just gonna tell you that I like you. Darling, you always put yourself down, but I like you. That's all I came to say. Then there's no need to think that other people can do things better than you can do them, 'cause you got the same power in you. I got faith in you. Sometimes you don't have it in yourself, but I got faith in you. And our time is right now. Now we can do anything we really want to. Our time is now, here in the morning of our lives. And it ain't just me who thinks so, dear. I ask my friends. Now, Leroy and Asa and D-Sharp, tell her not to be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Tell her it's okay. Tell her it's alright.
It's alright, it's alright.
Bring it down. And our time is now. We can do anything we really believe in. Our time is now, here in the morning of our lives. I want to say a little more. Dear, I asked Leroy and Asa and D-Sharp and they said,
yeah, yeah.
Don't you love her too?
Yes, we do.
Then tell her she's okay.
You're okay.
That's right,
dear.
You're, okay. You're all right. Tell her she's all right.
You're all right. You're all right.
That's right. You're okay, dear. There's nothing to feel inferior about. You can do it. And our time is now. We can do anything you really believe in. I know it. Our time is now. Here in the morning of our lives. Give me one more. Give me one more. Our time is right now. You can do anything you set your heart on. the morning of our lives. We're young now. Right now is when we can enjoy it. Now's the time for us to have faith in what we can do. No need to fear, 'cause now's the time to have faith in what we can do. Good night.
My broken house behind me and good. been kicking. Listen to the engine whine. I am gonna make it through this year. If it kills me, I am gonna make it through this year. If it kills me. Taste of scotch rich on my tongue.